Tonight on Face Off Hockey Show, it's All-Star Weekend. Not really much to talk about. But it's cold as balls outside. We got minus 61 wind chill. I don't know how I even live here. I want to build a dome. Retractable roof, maybe. It's Face Off Hockey Show next.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Choose your command, you have chosen
the Face Off Hockey Show.
I mean, hockey is my life. I've got on hockey underwear right now.
The Face Off Hockey Show. What? With Scotty Waz. Sean O.
It's a breakaway. Big shoot, there he goes!
And the P-Boys. Johnny and Mark with the C.
Yeah, baby.
You believe it not? Oh, yes!
Here's your host for the Face Off Hockey Show, Scotty Waz.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scotty Waz. It's Face Off Hockey Show. It's cold as balls here in North Dakota. It was, when I woke up this morning, it was minus 36, minus 53 with the wind chill.
Wow.
Grafton, North Dakota was the coldest place on Earth the other day at minus 62 with the wind chill. And Mars was warmer than North Dakota. Milky Way, not so much. Crackled right out.
Ha!
Candy bar jokes.
Oh, that was worth 100 grand.
Ah, Kit Kat. I kind of lost it there. Sorry. Welcome. If you're trying to listen live, or if you were trying to listen live, we started late because it's cold out and I had meetings. Glug, glug.
It's only negative four here.
Negative four. That's
it's 14 degrees. It feels like negative four.
I think technically it is actually negative 13, but with the wind chill is like negative 25.
Like, this is getting down to Minesweeper level. It's going to be like 8, 7, 7.
You have to start clicking on things and seeing, make sure what's going on.
Make sure there are no bombs. But in true Maryland form, it'll be 60 degrees next Wednesday.
Of course. Well, it's funny because it's like,
63 degrees on Tuesday. Sorry. I missed Tuesday.
So it was minus 28 today is the high. And then on Saturday, it's going to be 20. So we're going to have a 48-degree wind swing.
Wow.
Because God hates us, I'm pretty sure. God hates us. Johnny, what are you doing? What did your weekend look like? You seem to have you went to Guinness.
Did I have a weekend? I did go to Guinness. I had a friend that turned 40.
Hey.
As ones to do when they're around the same age as me. And we were supposed to do a bunch of things. What am I looking for? Looking for the music for the injuries. We were supposed to do a bunch of things, and a lot of other people did a bunch of things. Like I Fly, which I've heard is a great time. You get in a car, I think it's 2 2-minute rides, and it's like $90, which seems
wow.
About the normal going rate for a hooker.
Yeah, I was about to say the hookers in Catonsville didn't cost that much.
Yeah. And then they went to G&M for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole bunch of people did. I did not do any of this. I went to Guinness and I secured myself a table.
Attaboy.
I talked to the, cute married girl that was on a table with two other guys, but were leaving two seats open. So I asked her.
Hold on. Were they on a table? Like she was literally.
No, I mean, they were sitting at a table, but there were five seats.
Okay.
Yeah. But there were five seats at the table. They were using three of them. So I asked them if they were using the other two and they told me no. So I plopped down some stuff and, I said that there was a bigger group coming and they're like, okay, cool. Well, after we finish these beers, you can have the whole table. And then the rest of the group showed up and they like drank beers as quickly as possible so that they could give us the table. And I felt bad for kicking them off their table, but I win.
wait, Scotty, are you the kind of person that gets mad when someone says they're online versus in line?
Yeah.
I am too. I am too. I don't get the whole online thing. You're
that
not
is
online.
True, Eddie. You're that is line. True. You can't leave your dog outside in the cold because you'll have a popsicle.
Okay. Weird. Kind of broke up our online in time kind of thing on the table, in the table, whatever.
So that occurred.
Boy, they're actually both accurate.
Exactly.
That occurred on Saturday. Then we went to a bar in Arbutus, which,
it's not mine.
Nope. It's Arbutus, which, some of you guys may understand exactly what that bar entailed. We walked in, me and Herman, it's your house. We walked in and there was a, cover band playing. The guy was, approximately 72 years old, I believe. And he had a bunch of other like 70-year-olds playing on the drums and a keyboard. And they would take requests and then they would pull your song up on an iPad and then play it.
So is this, was this like the Dallas bar?
No, you mean the piano bar?
Piano bar.
No, this was a full band and they were a lot better in Dallas. but yeah, it was fun. He played a little Bob Marley, a really skinny white guy.
Of course.
Singing some Bob Marley, and then broke into the Beatles right afterwards.
Sure.
As ones to do. So that was fun. And then, outside of that, I've just kind of had a space heater on the whole time. Work has been long. I've been doing a lot of work recently, which kind of sucks. I bought a flight to England. I'm going to go to England. I need to get out of this place. If it's the last thing I ever do.
The United States?
Yeah. I mean, okay. As a whole, I mean, I can leave the country. It is what it is. So I'm going to go to England for a week in May.
Nice.
I'll be there for a show. I mean, it might be late, but maybe I'll get on. I might be real drunk if it's like 12:30 at night. yeah. It'll be like the, didn't we do a, Winter Classic when I was in England once?
Ooh, yes, we did.
But that was like a 1 p.m. and it meant it was 7 p.m. there or 6 p.m. or something. So.
Yeah.
So you say you had a space heater. Is that like Lonnie Baxter or are you talking like,
No, that's a space eater.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we're talking about Will Bowers. Will Bowers would not be a good space heater.
No.
But he's a good space eater. Yeah.
Even if you pointed the thing directly at you, it'd still miss somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. There's no heat check with Will Bowers.
It's gotten colder in here since I turned this Will Bowers heat fan on.
That's a good heat lamp right there. The best part is that the Gary Williams heat lamp just turns around and yells at the Will Bowers heat lamp, but he's actually on the bench still. Weird how that works.
Also, a big puddle forms underneath the Gary the Gary Williams
space heater. It's not so much heat lamp as humidifier. It's a dehumidifier without like the catch, so all the water just ends up on the floor.
Yeah. Yep.
Topical Maryland basketball humor.
Yes, like three people got that joke.
Right. Exactly. We're all here.
I respect it. Yeah, I think that's pretty much my week. Apparently, I have Black Bears games this weekend.
Yeah, congratulations,
Scotty's my Black Bears like assistant.
Scheduler.
He tells me, "Hey, do you realize you have Black Bear games this weekend?" I go, "Nope." So I got that coming up.
Nice.
So all in all, great week.
Mark, you're here for this segment. What'd you do this weekend?
Hey. I'm here. Nothing changes. I was in Indiana last week. I don't know if you guys noticed or not.
You were in the Haute.
Terre Haute.
How is Terre?
Not, yeah, not Haute. Brumch.
Nice. I like it.
It's very cold out there this week, actually. Sub-zero temperatures?
Sub-zero? Oh, no. You have to watch out for Scorpion as well.
Finish him.
I'm going to look up that weather, but it was good. It's good. Came back Friday.
Oh, that's going to be a great post if I remember that after the show. A good picture of sub-zero and the temperatures are real cold.
Yeah.
Dude, if you Google the Midwest and sub-zero right now, I guarantee you that there's a ton of images. There was already one of Elsa getting arrested.
That's good.
That was on Fox News, by the way.
Well, of course.
It's currently 3 degrees in Terre Haute, but it's going to get down as low as -1 degree. So
that's something.
I mean, it's already negative Celsius.
Yes, that's true. That's very true.
Negative Celsius. I don't know what that is in Canadian.
I don't know, but that's my favorite prog rock band from the 80s.
Negative Celsius.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Yeah, so, I mean, nothing too crazy over here. Nothing ever. Hudson, unfortunately, has. We're dealing with that right now. Mm. He is hacking up a lung, but doesn't know how to, like, you know. You
know how that works.
You want the what's it called? Expectorant to work.
Yes.
Because you want all the mucus to come up out of the lungs and, you know, but Hudson doesn't know how to spit it out yet. So it sounds like
he's
just
dying.
That sick coughing sound without the payoff at the end.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
So, yeah. So it's just a lot of mucus and hacking a lung up. And a slight fever and crying, lots of crying from all three of us.
Nice.
And not the three of us here on the show, just one of us on the show.
Right.
So, how are your sleep stats, John?
There we go. Got any snores?
Are we going back to that?
Sure.
Well,
I thought you banned sleep stats.
Mark wanted to hate himself.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Do you eat over the past week?
I have no stats currently because my stats are no bueno right now.
My average sleeping over the past week was at 95% quality.
There you go.
My average sleep was, my average time going to bed was 10 p.m.
Not bad.
Okay, that's fair.
My average time in bed, it was 8 hours and 45 minutes.
Okay.
The average time I woke up was 6:48 a.m.
Very precise.
And the average snoring that I had over the past week was less than a minute.
Hey.
That's a goddamn lie. I know how much you've been drinking.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
There's no way.
Yeah, I don't think the snoring is really up to par on this, to be honest.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's what it tells me, so that's what I have to go with.
All right. Mark, if you're done.
I'm good.
All right. I'm just going to bring up a Scotty screen share because this is what I woke up to this morning. It was -34.
Is that
feels like -53.
I was about to ask if that was Fedorov or Celsius.
Isn't that around the point where Fahrenheit and Celsius meet?
-40, yes. We're right there. And then after -40, Fahrenheit gets colder. So this is all Fahrenheit. -34. Like I said, Grafton, North Dakota got to -62 with the wind chill yesterday.
Yeesh.
It was colder than a couple spots on Mars. And Antarctica was warmer than all of the Midwest.
Damn global warming.
So, like, the fuck. Because of that, the journey did not like it. It was used to Maryland winters.
Well, it was also used to not being driven.
That's true, too. So the power steering went.
Do you still have the engine block warmer?
I don't. I never had an engine block warmer.
Oh.
So that's what I'm going to get next because the power steering thing blew. I think the hose blew because it was so goddamn cold. And then Jen's like, yeah, no, most of that power steering fluid's mostly water. So that's going to freeze.
Had it.
So that's getting fixed. So I got a rental car for the time being.
Big Stan wouldn't allow that. Big Stan would just tell you to, you got to use those muscles, kid.
I drove from work to Lithia, which is cross town.
Are you serious? Stan would have traded that journey in and gotten a new car.
And that's somehow saved me money.
That's true. Very true.
Like without power steering, Stan would have somehow traded that in, gotten a brand new truck, and had less of a payment each month.
Right, exactly. It's like, I don't know. This wasn't that powerful when I steered it before. You should give me a little deal on that. Still got 26,000 miles on it. By the way, I looked at the engine time because I was warming it. Because it started up perfectly. It wasn't the engine block or the battery that was fucked up. It was the power steering, luckily. So I looked up the engine hours. 1,102 engine hours on that fucking thing.
Wow. What, let's do that math.
Yeah, and it's 26, just over 26,000 miles.
What was it, 11,000 hours?
Yeah, 1102 when I brought it in.
11,002.
How do they check that?
I don't know. It's on the computer.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like on the car dash that I can scroll through.
Yeah.
That's almost exactly 1 year and a quarter of a year. So 1.25 years of constant running on the car.
So 15 months.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, we'll call it that. It's like a baby.
So it's effectively a Hudson.
Yeah. Our unit of measure, if we're going unit of measures, your car is one Hudson old as far as the amount of time that it's been running.
It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, no, now it's, I hope it's just the hose and not the actual pump, but we'll see.
Sometimes you gotta have multiple hose.
Right, exactly.
Get on that
area code train.
That's what they say.
Yeah, don't want it to be the big Papa pump, though. That's probably more money.
Holla if you hear me.
It's for all much you freaks better to out just there. Be the hose.
For all you freaks out there who want to pay a lot for this muffler, holla if you hear me. Oh, Jesus. I had North Dakota games this weekend. They split against St. Cloud State. Met up with people I knew at St. Cloud. So that was a weekend. So, yeah. Like I said, it was All-Star weekend this weekend. Not much went on hockey-wise, so.
No.
And we only have one injury to report. No,
but we're still going to play the music.
We're still going to play the music.
Do you want me to play it now?
Hit that music!
Okay. Play.
Oh, yeah. Who's down and out with some blues? Maybe some black and bruised. It's the Face Off Hockey Show Injury Reports.
Only one to speak of, Nathan MacKinnon. He's got a bruised foot. It kept him out of the All-Star Skills Competition, but he played in the All-Star game. I guess he's evaluated his day-to-day, but aren't we all? Ta-da.
That was nice.
Good.
I forgot to mention that I got my World Cup of Hockey jersey as well.
Ah, are you wearing it? Is that what you're wearing right now?
Yeah, wearing it. USA World Cup of Hockey jersey. It's a small.
$50 bucks?
$50 hockey jersey.
$50 authentic?
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Austin Watson of the Nashville Predators has been suspended indefinitely and has been admitted to stage two of the NHLPA substance abuse program. He is not returning until cleared by the program directors. Of course, Austin Watson, you may know, was suspended for 26 games, I think it was.
Yes.
To start the season, because he, beat up his girlfriend. And then he came out recently and said, I'm an alcoholic. I'm trying to battle it. And now he's in the substance abuse program.
All right.
There we go. Patreon pick. Guys, listen. We do a thing. It's called Patreon. We created it ourselves, and we gave it to other people to use before us. So we created it, and then people used it before us, obviously, as they are wont to do.
Yeah, they were trying it out.
Beta testing, as it were. Beta testing. But we have a thing. Go to patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. You donate however much or however little you want to do. Or even just do it to get the word out. And you support us. You support the show. You put money into our pockets to travel. You put money into our pockets to upgrade stuff. You put money in our pockets to help Mark sleep.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But yes, sure, yes. How about this? For every dollar you donate, I will sleep for 1 minute more than I sleep on a normal basis. It's like, a sleep-a-thon. Is that a thing?
No, but a walk-a-thon was. But I think it's the same concept.
Are you serious? If there was such a thing as a sleep-a-thon, I would rack up so much money.
Yeah, you'd be much better at it.
He would crush it.
If they had to pay me by the minute that I slept, oh, I'm in.
Even if you had 1 cent for every hour.
I mean, if I got $1 for every hour, I'd be making $10 from everybody. At least.
Interesting. Anyway, you could be like Chris or Sean or Matthew or Angela or Brian or Damon or Mark or Mitch or Trista or Ethan or Kevin or Jeff.
Patreon.com. That list is growing.
Yeah, faceoffhockeyshow.com or patreon.faceoffhockeyshow. Uh-huh. Wait.
No.
Patreon.com/faceoffhockeyshow. Use the third take.
Right. I'll cut out the other ones because I definitely do editing.
Absolutely. I know you do. And go there and donate and help us out. All right. The Patreon pick, unanimous decision, fixing the skills competition debacle. Now, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, step right up. And I will tell you how the NHL and people who like to be disgruntled on the internet got Brianna Decker $25,000 from CCM.
Well, yeah. Okay. Just continue.
Okay. So, obviously the NHL likes to bring about diverse people, blah, blah, blah. So they brought about the two women from the Canadian national team and two women from the U.S. national team, and had them, appear at the All-Star Skills Competition. Great time was had by all, I'm sure. The biggest thing though was during the premier passing drill, people thought that Brianna Decker, who was doing the exposition or exhibition of it, saying, hey, this is how it's done, thought that she was better than Leon Draisaitl, who clocked in, I think, at 109. So people got angry on the internet, trademark, because they thought that Brianna Decker was faster. Elliot Friedman said no. The NHL went back and looked at it and said she was 3 seconds slower, but still in second place.
Well, let's be completely honest. No one actually saw it on NBC Sports. Who cares? Like,
that's fair. That is also true.
Like, I couldn't have timed it on NBC Sports because I didn't see it occur.
There we go.
Like, they were really shitty with their coverage that night.
Shocking.
So, sorry.
So people would be like, this is an outrage. She won. Da 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 da. So the hashtag pay Decker was a thing. And CCM stepped up and said, yeah, well, because you're such a great ambassador for our brand and to hockey and da, 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 here's $25,000, which was the winning that the people got.
Yeah. For CCM, they don't give a shit.
No, exactly. It's
didn't I think I also saw a video that the four players that were at the All-Star game became Adidas ambassadors as well. They were like,
did they?
They were like actually, sponsored by Adidas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Weird. Well, good for them. But this is also after Kendall Coyne Schoenfield, participated in the fastest skater because Nathan MacKinnon, who we alluded to earlier, was out.
She was awesome.
She was great. The only problem is that she swung her arms too high and that really probably cut down her wind, but she was fantastic.
Well, to find too high for somebody who's 5'3".
It's true. She was like throwing bows. Like it was a ludicrous show. Like it was amazing.
All right.
That's two ludicrous references in the show.
I know, right? In the first half hour. Oh.
What you got in that bag?
Free. Oh man, I missed my XM I'm not gonna lie. The XM and the Journey with my Hip Hop Nation. I had to.
Did you have to give that up? I thought Stan worked in a lifetime XM.
No, he did. No, because the car's in the shop. I have the rental.
Oh,
so I have to deal with fucking local radio.
You should have told them to give you a XM receiver so that you could listen.
Right? My go-to mark is Hip Hop Nation or Rock the Bells Radio, which is the LL Cool J old school hip hop.
Nice.
Nice. I also have preset, Lithium.
Yeah.
Which is the alt channel.
Mm-hmm.
And
FFS, essentially.
Yeah. Essentially. Yeah. And then Hits One.
Yeah. You kind of have to sometimes.
Yeah.
I was thinking about paying for the basic Sirius just so I could get, Sirius FC.
Yeah. It's worth it. They play all the games.
That's worth like $5 a month, right?
Mm-hmm. I think it's more. I don't know if it's. I think $5 a month is. It might be worth.
Like
might
$7
be
a month.
Yeah.
Oh no. All right. Sorry, I broke that up.
So how do we prevent this? How do we prevent this from happening? Do we not include people? Do we include them? What do we do?
I thought that. Didn't you have an idea? I thought you had an idea.
Scotty had an idea.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I was leading up to. Mark, go ahead.
What you'll do is you have different divisions for the, you know, you segregate the people. That's definitely not what you want to do. Don't segregate the talent.
It's true.
That's true.
You don't have a women's division, and then you don't have like a Swedish division, and you definitely don't want to have like a Haitian division. Definitely not.
Do you know how awesome that would be? The next world versus anyone, world versus North America. They have like actually like broken up by countries. Now we're just amazing. Giving the NHL ideas for free.
We are. That's the problem.
Scotty, what was your idea?
My idea was you just put one of them in each one.
I agree.
Put one or two of them. Why not? What's it going to hurt?
No, I agree.
Put them in.
Why wouldn't you? Here's the problem.
Because I said that on Friday night. Everybody was making this out like it was some massive deal that Kendall Coyne Schoenfeld.
Schofield.
Okay.
It looks like Schoenfeld, so I say Schoenfeld.
Kendall Coyne Schofield. That she was fantastic and that she was part of this, and this was some like watershed moment. And I go, it's only a watershed moment if it actually expands from here. If not, it's the same thing that women hockey always is that somebody gives a shit about it every 4 years. It has to grow from this.
Yep.
If this was such a big ratings thing for the NHL, maybe they like found something that people can give a shit about the All-Star game each year.
Here's a question for you, John.
Yeah.
If you could take anyone that is a U.S. national player right now to take a set piece in soccer, who would that be?
I don't know.
Not a set piece for like, you're not trying to shoot from, you know, 35 yards out. You're trying to set something up.
Yeah. Yeah. Just anyone?
Any human in the United States.
Not I'm gonna have to
take porn.
I'll just go Christian Pulisic.
Yeah, I. But you'd at least have to put Megan Rapinoe up there, right?
Right. Yeah, I agree. But I think that Pulisic is better at it.
Okay, but point being,
correct.
See, if you were talking about a specific skill, which is exactly what the skills competition is for, and in soccer currently there exists a human being that is probably in the top five of all human beings that are U.S. born at that particular skill. And she's a woman and deserves to be part of the competition when you're talking about a set piece like that in soccer.
Agreed.
For hockey should not be any different. And I hate to say the powers that be, because the NHL, who knows what they're thinking?
True.
And fans aren't going to be smart enough to vote on this. So there has to be a good way to get, you know, the best players, the best women players, maybe even you might even be able to pick out some college players. You know, I mean, if you had Johnny Gaudreau in his prime.
In his prime, he's 26.
No, I'm sorry.
In his prime college,
right before he got drafted, or maybe after he got, actually, you know what? It'd be better after he got drafted, because then teams would have a stake in these players. You know, if you pick a guy like Johnny Gaudreau, but then again, maybe that's a bad example because he didn't go back to juniors or back to college, right? So,
my
point is the kids that get drafted, maybe they're really fast, put them in the fastest skater. Like, well, that, have the true prospects.
Didn't an AHL guy go faster than Connor McDavid?
Yes. He went like 13.5.
I will also say that I would nix the entire passing thing. That's a killjoy.
Even with the mini nets?
It destroys the fucking flow. I would put every single person in the fastest skater.
Mm.
And the hardest shot, the hardest shot has gotten the way of the NBA slam dunk contest. When there's only four people shooting, it's a waste of my time.
It really is.
Make everybody do the hardest shot as well. Those are the two things that people come to see. I want to see people skate fast, and I want to see people shoot fast. The rest of the stuff, I don't care.
John wants to turn the NHL All-Star competition into the Presidential Fitness Award.
Yes, he does.
Everybody
fine.
Has to
whoever can stretch the farthest two wins. In. Skate
I don't
fast,
care if you can't do any
bigger,
sit-up. You
faster,
have to lay
stronger.
That
those are the three events. Oh, and because we have to have one for the goalies, we'll just make everybody do shootouts
no,
too.
They
sure.
They also have to do the hardest shot competition.
Yes.
I love
with
it.
A goalie stick.
In.
Anthony Greco was the fastest skater in the AHL, 12.25.
That's interesting, actually, because most of the time, you know Greco for not being able to use your legs.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah. Ah, so the Roman part.
Got so it. Roman wrestling joke I worked in tonight.
Great. Roman's the top part or the bottom part? I don't know. Do the Greco part. Yeah.
Do the Greco. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway. So yeah, put two women in each event. Who cares? It's only money. It's fine. And then here's the problem though. The problem is this. The NHL doesn't own either of the women's leagues, so they couldn't give a shit.
I will say that I did read something that said that once one of the women's leagues folds and the NHL can put money behind the one that stays around, then this makes more sense.
That's probably mine, because that's what I said.
That was Scotty's, because that makes a lot of sense.
Here's the other.
I probably read something that Lyle wrote this weekend, too.
So,
and I'll quote that shortly, I'm sure. Somebody I know wrote something.
The NHL could sell more jerseys because they could now sell jerseys with the women's names on the back of them as well. You need printing money here.
Yeah. It's why
I'm just
why
waiting
you?
For that trash jersey to go on sale.
Which, by the way, I mentioned this again in the blog post. It looked really Jimmy Howard, especially when he had his bright red pads on with the black and white scheme. It looked like fucking Welcome to Pleasantville or Sin City. It was very bizarre.
I loved it though.
Yeah, it looked great, but it like really fucked up my rods and cones. That's what it did right
fucked
there.
Fucked up my rods and cones is another good name of a band.
Yeah, it is. It's a good song though. I think it's a good song, more song title than band.
All right. Yeah. That's a long name for a band.
Yeah. We'll welcome in, Lyle Richardson, SpectraSockey.net.
He's gotten really good at putting himself on mute. Yeah. Like, it's like each week we wait longer.
Yeah.
You guys always complain whenever I sniff.
Hey, Brian,
brush against my microphone as the old farts do. So. Yeah,
and Lyle, we got to start a half hour late, so we are well behind. Wow. I had a meeting, and then I had beer
in a men's room.
In a men's room.
That. So. You're going about conducting your business the way I get to meet famous hockey people.
I was going to say I was
you
doing
lay
the
wait in restrooms and go hi
near Timbo Doodle.
Yeah, any salty dog shrimp?
Right. The Metro Boomin won the All-Star game. Also announced this week, and Lyle, I'm glad you're here. Lyle, they've done it. Johnny, they've done it. Mark, you knew they did it. Puck and player tracking.
Oh, I was really hoping
and
you were telling
were
me that my team folded.
Did you see? Abused the shit out of it this weekend.
Please tell me you have the screenshot of
no.
Games over their heads.
Oh, no. See, the funny thing is that, please find it. The funny thing is that that's something that happened when, I found it. Because I was looking at the article. This is what, they did this with, NBC did this with NASCAR many a year ago. And they had floating heads, and it looked really weird because the floating heads with the cars as they go faster, not the best. Didn't look great. So here is the
that's the one I was looking for.
Here's the look.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And look at this boondoggle of things that has happened. Look at all this going here.
That is
There's a lot going on here.
I saw
There's
that.
There's too much. This is overload. That's too much there.
I saw that, and at first I thought somebody was pranking. I thought somebody just came up with like, I was gonna like give somebody a lot of credit for doing great work on that GIF. I was really gonna give it up.
But here's the thing: NBC abused the shit out of it because it was just everything was puck tracking, player tracking, everything.
Yeah, Because, you know, it's not enough.
Yeah,
because
it is a new toy.
It's not enough to have players with numbers and last names on the back of their fucking jerseys. No, no, no. Let's have electronic garbage cluttering up your screen so that you can see their names and numbers and like your full names. And maybe you can throw some stat info there that you really don't fucking need.
Didn't they add numbers to the front of the helmets for this reason?
Yeah.
And the sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the back.
Yeah.
And I think maybe in the back of the helmet as well.
And some even put the numbers like right here too. You know, just to make sure you didn't miss it. You know, right here.
There needs to be like a toggle button for my TV now. So right. Toggle this on and off.
I mean, listen.
The problem is my TV isn't crisp enough to be able to see all.
Mine is, but I don't want to see all that shit because I'm old school and I know who a player is by the number and the name on the friggin' jersey.
Let's be honest, Lyle. We've been watching the game long enough to know a player by their skating stride.
Yes.
You don't even need to look.
You can tell who Ovechkin is without even needing to see the number and the name on the jersey.
Yeah,
you barely watch games anymore. I just listen to it. I turn the TV on. It's in the background. Well, until I get to the playoffs.
There you go.
Then I watch those games drunkenly in my living room by myself.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, I embrace new technology. I do. But sometimes you can go overboard, and that is going overboard. It's like what Scotty said. It's like when they did it for NASCAR years ago.
I did that, see that.
Yeah, it was just a hot mess. No.
It's just Fox Tracks on steroids.
Yes. That's an excellent point, Johnny. That's exactly what it is. Fox Tracks on steroids. But hey, at least they've improved the technology so it doesn't adversely affect the weight of the puck and the players can't break it.
True.
Right, because it's attached to their shoulder pads now.
I
saw them. They did like a little video pulling out the like box because it's quite literally like a box of trackers. And you put like a tracker into each like set of equipment, and I was like, oh my god, this is such a clusterfuck.
what do you really need a tracker on a goalie for? How far away are they gonna get from the net?
Isn't it awesome to bet the over under on how many miles a goalie skates?
It's true. I'm going to guess that.
But that's what it's all about.
If it's Roman Tachmanek, you always bet the over.
Yeah, it's trying to tap into that sweet, sweet gambler. It's like, okay, we've already milked everything else as much as we can. So what can we do to really get the gamblers involved? I know. Let's track how much they skate. Let's track the puck possession. Let's track the number of shots. You know,
I mean, there was a period of time where I wore my Garmin watch while I was the fourth official for soccer games. And I walked over a mile during games, just pacing back and forth. You would have never thought that I walked that much.
You know where this is headed next, right? This somehow there's going to be a sensor in the stick. And they're going to be able to, they're going to be able to tell how many touches a player has
puck touches.
Per game.
Puck touches. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's something. By the way, Darren Dreger, is never going to live that one down. I like Dreger, but he's never going to live that one down. Puck touches, puck touches.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens in soccer.
So they are actually is a person sitting
keeping track of it.
Yeah, what is? It's not Elias. It's not Elias. It's whatever, or not
Elias.
Elias, whatever.
I think it's
the other one. Yeah, Opta. Yes,
Opta. Yes.
But they actually have a person sitting or multiple people in the press box every game
that
actually count these stats. You can't do that for hockey. No human can sit there and watch somebody stick handle and be like, 1, 2, 3, ah, fuck, I already lost count.
Well, to me,
stick handling. Okay.
To me, you're losing something out of the game. Now you're losing the whole point of the game. If you're getting all wrapped up into the number, which is the complaint that I know that a lot of people have. For people who like to do the deep dives, the old analytics there. Yeah. The people who like doing that. But at some point you can take such a deep dive into the numbers that you miss the game.
Yes.
Agreed. You know, you do. At some point, well, it's like I said, yeah, you know, analytics are fine. And again, I can understand why they're wanting to look into trying to tap into some different revenue streams and maybe attract some more eyeballs to the game with, like, you know, with technology. But again, you could just reach a point where it's just too much. The dive's so deep that if you try to come back up, you'll get the bends and die.
Ooh,
you know?
That's good.
So yeah, they're starting to get to that danger level right now.
I think,
where it's just too much numbers.
So are you saying that there are too many logins attempts?
Yes, I am. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Nice. So player tracking, players are concerned about puck tracking because if there's a chip in the puck, it'll change the feel of the puck, according to Jack Eichel.
I am going to disagree with you, Jack. I bet if we gave you a puck with a chip in it and a puck without a chip in it, that you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Depends, though. What type of chip? Now? Is it like sour cream and onion?
Right. I think it's more of a loaded baked potato.
I mean, let's be honest.
If it's Canadian, yeah. It's all dressed, baby.
That's true.
It's all dressed.
That will definitely feel different.
Yes.
Than chip with a puck without a chip on
it. I'll tell you, if Ovi has like another one of those 5-point nights or something like that, then he can say that the chip and the puck was definitely barbecue. Definitely barbecue. It was just hot. The stick's just on fire again. Yeah. He's got to do that. He's got to do that fire on fire stick thing.
Didn't they take chips out of the game when they got rid of the like shoulder pads the goalies had? Because they had chips on the shoulders, right?
Wood blocks.
But seriously.
Anyway, seriously, folks.
No, so a hockey puck is a solid piece of rubber. It's a solid piece of rubber. There's nothing but rubber. If they put the chip exactly in the middle of the rubber, it won't make any difference.
Exactly.
I guarantee you.
Exactly.
Is this the engineer talking?
Yes. You just got to make sure you don't throw off the center of gravity. Like if you put a sticker on a CD and then the CD goes in a computer, you know? Yeah. You got to just put it exactly.
I think he's talking from Sean experience of putting this.
That's true.
Yeah.
But we have the technology now. This isn't, you know, like 25 years ago with the Fox tracker. No.
Yeah, shit. If you can put a chip in a soccer ball now and it not affect the soccer ball, because soccer ball is full of air, not pure rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we're talking here.
Yeah. But still, it's still too much, way too much technology now at this point. Now you're ruining the game. Don't ruin my game, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, AJ agrees that he likes the numbers, but it's overkill, and it can sap the joy out of the game. I'm pretty certain that was an SAP joke.
Yes, it was.
Good work. Good work, nice. AJ.
All right, some other things. The Colorado Avalanche will host the Los Angeles Kings at the Air Force Stadium.
Yeah, I like it. That's cool.
And in the biggest blunder... this side of the NHL, the Dallas Stars will host the Nashville Predators at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh.
Okay.
Can someone tell me why that's a game?
Huge rivalry.
Enough people complained that the Winter Classic was nothing but the Chicago Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins and the Pittsburgh Penguins and
the Washington Capitals.
But they had the Wild there.
I know. I'm with you guys. But
where's that's the Cotton Bowl?
I would have forced both teams to wear Minnesota North Stars jerseys. One team wearing the green, one team wearing the white, and said, fuck it. Go out there and play.
I would have loved to
figure
that.
It out.
Yeah.
You know what? Screw it. Everybody throw your sticks in the middle. Everybody's going to get a box. Everyone's going to get a North Star.
I would love to see Minnesota Wild and Dallas Stars, and they're both wearing North Stars colors. Except, like you said, one's wearing the home North Stars and the other's wearing the away North Stars, and just go.
I think you should do this for every team that's moved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that.
We can play the Jets versus the Coyotes, and they both wear Jets jerseys. I think we can make this happen.
Vintage Jets jerseys, home and away. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
You could be like, it'll be Calgary against Atlanta. Oh, yeah, shit. That's right. Wait, no. It'll be Winnipeg against Atlanta. Oh, fuck. That's right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, but I thought that was the Battle of Atlanta.
# Battle of Atlanta coming up this October. Don't you dare miss it.
Oh, we are so going to milk the hell out of this.
Oh, why wouldn't
we? God, yeah. So Brian, oh, my God, yeah.
Brian has an interesting question for Lyle. Does Canada have military academies? Like the
yes,
US
we do. Yes, we do.
The Citadel in Canada?
NHL go there?
We actually do. We only have one. But it's the Royal Military College of Canada. Oh, we used to have three.
Yeah. And where is that?
I thought there was a Royal Citadel in Quebec.
Kingston, Ontario.
Yeah. God, I'm a Kingston, Ontario. Let me tell you something about the Palace.
Do they have a stadium?
Yes, they do.
That
but
they can play a stadium
on the scale,
series game in?
Nothing on the scale
you
like
can,
you
can fit
America.
1,000 people in it.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway.
Remember, college sports ain't a big
We're
thing.
We're trying to be inclusive of Canadians as well.
And we appreciate that.
Now, I went to Montreal in middle school. Okay. And I remember someone telling me there was a Citadel in and around Montreal.
Yeah.
Isn't that,
no,
is that
no,
not
no,
a military academy?
I think the
no.
Citadel, no, it's an actual like, Lyle, correct me if I'm wrong, and an actual like castle like structure, mm-hmm. like a protective protectorate structure.
Which used to be many, many moons ago. The French built to keep the British out, and that didn't work.
Yeah. The number of times that the French have built things to keep the British out that didn't work.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. To keep anyone out, really.
Or I shall taunt you a second time.
Well, yeah. Don't, yeah. Or for that matter, keep Germans out. Yeah. That whole Maginot
exactly.
thing.
Yeah.
The Quebec Citadel were a hockey team also, Mark. Maybe they thought.
Yes.
Maybe they're talking about that.
I don't know. Whenever I think Citadel, I think military. So
mm-hmm. as you should.
They had a goat. They got a goat as a logo.
All I remember from my trip to Quebec was that as soon as we turned the TV on, there was hockey in French, and I'm like, I'm in.
Which is the best?
Yep. And we had French toast with maple syrup. That
it's
might have been the
toast,
best French toast in my world, in the like in my entire life.
In my world.
In my world. And we had rum. We were allowed to drink for the first time.
Nice.
We had rum in a liter stick that was plastic that you could walk around with, and then you just unscrew the top.
Wait. Time out. Are you sure that you weren't visiting the Eiffel Tower in Vegas?
It kept you warm. It was really cold. There was more snow than there was taller snow than me there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did he sing Informer?
Yes. he was taller than me.
All right, Lyle, let's get to some things.
Okay.
Muzzin left. Jake Muzzin gone. He gone.
That is the biggest blockbuster because he got traded to the Leafs.
Yep, I saw it.
Someone had a great point. It's like, you know, I haven't heard as how much Jake Muzzin was underappreciated until he got traded to Toronto.
To Toronto. And don't get us wrong. I mean, listen, you know, top four defenseman. You know, he's had a terrific season. He's one of the few bright spots on an otherwise miserable season for the Kings. He's having a career year. I mean, even some pundits in hockey pundits in Los Angeles, and yes, they exist. They considered Muzzin the Kings' best defenseman this season, which is saying something because Drew Doughty's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was obviously a hot property, and yeah, he's going to be a good addition to the Leafs. But this is hardly a blockbuster deal. You know, this isn't the if they had gotten Drew Doughty, that's the blockbuster. You got Jake Muzzin, nice addition. I don't see how he's going to fill that need they have on the right side of their blue line.
Don't they also have him for two more years?
Yeah, they got him for this season and next. He signs through next season at four, which means Jake Gardner is gonzo this summer.
Which means
bye-bye.
That they have like a total of 12 people on their contract under the salary cap right now. So.
Well, they got the money to spend right now. So, I mean, that's why they're going after a guy like Muzzin. But, you know, honestly, like, when he was acquired, everybody was saying, well, he'll go on to the right side. He'll provide that depth on the right side of their blue line that they need. And then Daryl Sutter, who coached him for like 5 years, said, Jake Muzzin has never played right D in his life. And everybody was like, oh, right. So now you could try him over
imagine
there.
Imagine that. Yeah, but his puck possession stats.
He's a very good defender. Let's not, no deep dives. Not getting the bends coming back up from this. No thanks.
Jamie or Jordy?
It's always Jordy when we're talking about
yeah,
the guys, especially yeah, going down. Yeah,
exactly.
I think you guys can cool it now, though. I like the new addition to the Maple Leafs.
Wow.
Cool it now. Slow down. You're going to lose control.
Yeah. Interesting.
Thank you.
I can't wait until they lose to the Bruins in the first round.
Oh, my God. If that happens, But, I mean, like I said, I mean, he's a good addition. Listen, he's a good addition to the Leafs defense. You know, definitely provides more depth. Maybe he can fill in on that right side. Maybe. But I got a feeling the Leafs aren't done. I'm thinking now they're not going to make another big splash, such as it was getting somebody like Muzzin, but I wouldn't rule out maybe they go after somebody like maybe Radko Gudas, the Flyers, maybe Adam McQuaid, the Rangers. Those are natural right side guys. They're shut down D-men. Play on the right side. Right-hand shots, why not? Right?
The irony is I forgot that Gudas was a defenseman.
Right.
Oh, but
he's still in the league.
Mostly third pairing minutes this season, but he has seen some second pairing as well. And before he saw second pairing minutes. As I said, he probably would cost a draft pick. Wouldn't be too bad. I mean, considering what they didn't have to give up anybody off their roster to get Muzzin. Yeah, they wouldn't have to give up anybody to get somebody like Gudas or McQuaid if they want to do that. If you're pinning your hopes on Muzzin being on the right side, maybe he'll prove me wrong. But again, I defer to Daryl Sutter, who coached him for 5 years. And when he says that he's never played right D in his life, okie dokie.
Odds are he's never played right D in his life.
I'm sure he'll be fine.
He's never played right D in his life. That's my Daryl Sutter impression.
He'll be fine.
I don't know why they think he can play right D.
She'll be fine.
I have to go brand some cattle now.
They should pick up Carl Alsner as well.
Right?
Oh. he's doing the whole back and forth from Montreal to Laval. Well, at least he doesn't have far to travel anyway when they demote him.
That's true. He's got that going for him.
Yeah, just down the road, not far. But anyway, so that's Jake Muzzin.
Can we think of, before we get too much further, there's probably a lot of things to cover. I haven't been on the show this long in a very long time, so I feel like I should just dive right in. Is there anyone who left the team and then went this far south this quickly that like Carl Alsner did, and then the Caps won the Stanley Cup? Like, you know what I mean? Like the divergent paths went like this. Like Alsner's get demoted, the Caps won the Stanley Cup, and he left the Caps because he thought he had a better chance of winning the Stanley Cup with Montreal. Like, how we can talk about it later.
Yeah. I'm not sure where we could find Cabrera. Yeah. I just think though it just shows though how quickly the game has changed. Because
Schultz won again Stanley Cup.
Yeah. You know, two.
Yeah. but like I said, in Carl Alsner's case, we talked about it before, the game's changed. His style of play isn't as effective anymore. He can't shut down the speed game now. So
He had a good run.
No, he sure did. He sure did. He gave the Caps some really solid D.
I found my 2010 NHL draft pictures recently.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember that. You sent that in our boxer.
Yeah. I have a picture of Kuzi getting drafted.
Good times. Jimmy Oleksiak went back to Dallas. How about that? Interesting move for a fourth round pick.
That was amazing because I read the article that said it was literally exactly the same trade, meaning the same pick.
It was. Penguins wanted to free up salary. They also need to make room because Justin Schultz will be coming back very, very soon. And it gives them a little more flexibility to go pursue another need, a more pressing need, which is either a second line left wing or a third line center. Which means Derek Brassard is probably going to be gonzo if they can find themselves a third line center. If they can't, they'll keep him. And, you know, like I said, if they can get somebody like, say, Michael Ferland, as their second line left wing. Then they'll keep Broussard. If they can't, then they'll move Broussard and try and bring in a third line center.
But I thought Broussard was the missing link.
He was supposed to be, but he, for some reason, just not working out there.
Well, so let's be honest. So was Joe Corvo. Uh-huh. So was Kevin Shattenkirk.
Uh-huh.
So was Scott Hannon.
Yeah.
You see where I'm going
Martin
with this.
Oh, of course.
Neerats.
Chris Beach.
Of course.
Yeah. Can't Chris Beach.
Yes,
both times.
Motherfucker. Yeah, I was going to say, and then Chris Beach. And let's not forget Chris Beach.
And Chris Bork.
Did you guys mention Chris Beach?
And Nathan Walker.
Yeah, Nathan Walker and Nathan Walker, a.k.a. Australia Chris Beach Bork.
Australian Chris Bork.
Yeah.
Hey, he's an Olympian, damn it.
That's true. Not wrong.
Holy jeez. Oh, sorry.
What happened, Lyle?
Oh, no. Pittsburgh just 3-0 already over the Lightning. Yikes.
Bye.
Goodbye, Adam.
Is Vasilevsky bored?
That was an actual question. I think.
Yeah. <Meow. laughs>
That was exactly this time last year.
I mean, It was.
Well,
he wasn't
much.
Bored. It wasn't that he was bored last year. He was starting to feel the old fatigue.
Oh.
Because he wasn't used to working that hard. Fatigue. That's France.
I thought you were saying he was a fatty gay, and I'm like, Lyle, that's very derogative.
No,
and I don't like that.
I would never say anything like that at all.
Fat? Oh, okay.
That's your mind going in that direction. You should be.
I don't know, Mark. Did you hear fatty gay?
Yeah, I thought he was talking about Nathan Lane for a second.
And if you did, then that's on you. That's on you. Not on me. Not on me. That's
your mispronunciation of the English language.
That's all right. I heard Laurel.
<There you go>.
Oh, then you definitely heard Fatty Gay. I've been there before.
Oh, you guys.
I'm just kidding, Nathan Lane. I love you. But not like that. Just like on like we're on the
continue, please.
Yeah.
Just keep burying yourself deeper.
My God, this is the reason you're not on the show this long anymore.
Oh, dear.
So speaking of fatties.
Interesting.
The roster of the Philadelphia Flyers are really fat, and they needed to decrease. And I heard that everyone's available except for Claude Giroux, a.k.a. Gritty's favorite, which also means to me that Gritty is the GM.
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
Yep, you know, Chuck Fletcher's going to stand up one time in the press conference. He's going to pull off his Chuck Fletcher mask. It's going to be Gritty underneath.
Be great.
I'm telling you. It'd just be amazing to see it pull off and the head just go as he pulls it off in slow motion. And those fucking eyes come out.
That'd be great.
Who framed Roger Rabbit with the eyes?
Yeah, yeah. Or the large Marge scene from Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
There you go.
There's been so many deep dives tonight.
I know, man. Anyway, it's one of those nights. I mentioned deep dive, and off we go.
Yep.
Like, everybody's going, right, put scuba gear on. Here we go.
There we go.
Where's my diving bell?
Lyle Hard Right Richardson joins us.
I don't think so. Mm. Oh, God.
So who on the Flyers does anyone want that's not Claude Giroux? Aside from Wayne Simmons.
Carter Hart.
Let me just preface this first of all. Carter Hart is not going anywhere. Okay.
He's been good.
I don't think Jacob Voracek's going to be going anywhere for nothing else because he got that big contract and those are hard to move. I'd even say Sean Couturier is probably not going anywhere. You know, I mean, sure, Fletcher's throwing that out there basically is that's his way of saying other than Claude Giroux, make me an offer and I'll listen. But okay. Yeah, he's not trading Voracek. He's not trading Couturier. He's definitely not trading Carter Hart. But yeah, to your point, Wayne Simmons. Yep. And Provorov isn't being traded. Let's just get that out of the freaking
NHL Network brought up Gostisbehere though.
Yeah, that was interesting to see that one. And you know, he has kind of struggled a bit. This season, of course, you know, given the type of damn team the Flyers have, Shane Gostisbehere to me if he could be on a better team, like the way Torrey Krug is on the Boston Bruins, he would put up really good numbers. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, their style is sort of similar. They're more puck small, puck moving, offensive minded defensemen, right? And Torrey Krug has got, he's on a good team that plays well at both ends of the ice. So his defensive lapses, if you will, I hesitate to call them lapses. It's just that he's more of an offensive minded guy, not so much on the D side, you know, but
he's effectively a defensive midfielder.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good analogy.
That works.
But I mean, his defensive lapses are, or defensive weaknesses, you could say, are offset because of the fact that he's playing, that he will have, you know, he's paired with a defenseman who can, you know, pick up the defensive aspect of the game when he's out carrying the puck. And I think if Gostisbehere was in that sort of situation, his stats would be better. So I don't really think it's a case of Gostisbehere struggling. It's just that the Flyers have been a hot mess this year. So of course, but. Yeah, if you make an offer, you make a reasonable offer, I think you could get him. But I mean, he's not going to just give him away. He's not going to give him away now. No.
What about Andrei Burakovsky?
Burakovsky? Make an offer. You know, are you talking like Gostisbehere for Burakovsky straight up?
No, but there'd be more to it. But
oh, I would hope so.
Yeah.
But,
although the Caps have some good young defensemen, but I like Gostisbehere a lot. That's why I want him on the Caps.
I think he'd fit into Rieder's system a little better.
Yeah, he would. Well, the talk is if they do move Burakovsky, they'd want a defenseman who can come in and help right away. So,
ooh, that's a Gostisbehere.
That
the writing on the wall.
That would have a ghost bear.
I mean, we could send Vanecek as well because they need a goalie.
If this becomes, you know. Now the trade actually goes down, Burakovsky for Ghost Bear. You know, we'll be able to sit down and say, remember, you heard it here first. Right? Sean, actually, you heard it from
Sean
Johnny first.
Sean talked about the Jagr trade for like 14 years after.
I know.
That's true. He still rides on those laurels.
If there's a Gostisbehere for Burakovsky trade, we're going to be talking about it in 8 years. Like, this is our Philip Forsberg trade.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We finally got one back.
You got one back. Yeah. Hey, listen. Come on. I mean, you got Kempney last year. Come on.
That was a really good trade. And under the radar trade for that, a person that paid, the Chicago Blackhawks had given up on. And he's been fantastic in Washington.
And boy, do they ever. Yeah, I bet they wish they had him back now. You know,
I like that. That was a good trade.
That was a steal. That wound up being but it was a trade. But listen, none of us sat down and said at the time, oh, that's a steal for the Capitals. Just like, well, you know, there's
no one saw him play.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did, but you saw him very limited. You know? I mean, I'm sure if you managed to corner, GMBM and said, okay, listen, now honestly, did you really think that this was going to be a steal? He probably would say, well, no. Yeah, he probably admit, okay, this worked out a lot better than we thought. I was hoping he'd be a good contributor, but yeah, this worked out a lot better than we thought.
Yeah, they got him as a depth defenseman that wound up working his way into the top four.
Pretty much. Yep. So, you know, hey, and it helped him win a Stanley Cup. So doesn't that kind of offset the whole Forsberg for it? Never will it? No.
Yeah, you know,
I'm kind of over it. I'll be completely honest.
Well, no, here's the thing. We're only over it because we won a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. If you had,
because otherwise it would have been what if? What if we never got rid of Forsberg?
Yeah.
Especially if the Predators had won the year before.
Oh,
wouldn't have mattered.
But you got a cup, so you got to let that go.
Maybe.
No, no.
You're not the boss of me.
That's all BC now.
You're not my fucking supervisor.
That's all BC. Remember what I told you. It's all BC before cup.
You're not my supervisor.
You're my supervisor. Anyway, Lyle, who else? By the way, when's the trade deadline? We're a month away?
February 25th.
Wow, that's late.
That's a Monday.
I feel like the last trade deadline just happened.
I know, right? It's like 3.5 weeks away now. Yeah.
Listen, we're having a great time.
Oh, like I said, yeah. looking forward to the old, to the same old, the usual adrenaline rush. Yeah. Who am I kidding? It'll be all of us sitting around here because most of the main names will all be gone. So we'll be sitting, but you do my usual thing, spending what the trade deadline. So I usually, TSN comes on here. Yeah. About 8 a.m. my time for their initial start. And I'll have to sit down and watch them fill dead space for 6 hours of built with bullshit before finally some reasonable deals.
I mean,
go
I
down
wouldn't
final
call
hour.
Nothing dead space. Come on.
Nah, listen, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It's like I said, I blame their program manager because they know that nothing's good of consequence is going to go down before noon Eastern time, but yet they insist on putting them on the air. Like I said, when I first started doing this shit, the trade deadline shows came on at noon and it was great. And it's like, and just to bring you up to speed, here are a couple of the deals that went down. You know, there was no major deal that happened, you know, in the early morning hours. And if there was, then you saw it on the morning sports show. So you weren't missing anything. But now they insist on, nope, 8 a.m. You can see, Bob McKenzie's just looking thrilled to be there.
Right.
I love Bob. I do. I love Bob because he is honest. As I said, he endeared himself to me forever when they did the friggin' free agent show 3 years ago. And it was one of the ones where all the big names went the first hour and Bob just basically said during the commercial break, right, my work here is done. And he took off his headset and walked off the set, jumped into his car and drove to his cottage. What were they going to do? They couldn't do nothing to stop him. I loved it.
I'd like to know the amount of time that those guys are looking at their phones, but they're playing like Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you got Candy Crush anymore?
You got something there, Pierre? No. I just love the ones. Thing? I love it. They're sitting there and they're just like, you know, you got something? Oh, no. And you know, that's the tip off. They're playing the game. What? No.
Yeah. I just swiped right on some sloop. We'll get back to you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
I got a Bumble match. Is that close enough?
Yeah.
I'll let you know
later.
It looks
like there's some great prospects coming out of Toronto. Yeah.
At least within the 15-mile radius.
Yeah.
Over 50.
Yeah, right. Is it do it that
way. I mean, you can specify an age range.
I don't know. I've never Tindered. All right, we got that? We made sure that was split. All right, good.
Perfect. Yeah, that's going to be in the open, I think, from now on.
I don't know. I've never Tindered.
Yeah, I've never
Tindered. And then
that'll be right before the guy that says, I'm wearing hockey underwear right now.
And then you got the Curb Your Enthusiasm's name.
Oh man, that's
I love All Star Week. That would make a great episode.
Oh, somebody put that together. Oh,
I've never Tindered before. you never Tindered. Just JB Smoove yelling.
Ron Howard doing his Arrested Development voiceover. But Scotty was wrong. He actually had Tindered a lot.
Today, alone.
He's Tindering right now.
Like 3 hours earlier, and Scotty's in like a coffee shop. He's like, all right, what's going on here?
Fucking hold on. Hold on, what was this? Hold on. This way. Scott, what are you doing? I don't know. It's just all guys. I don't know why. Wait, that's not Tinder.
Scotty's going, I've never... Then it becomes, I've never grindered.
I don't know. I just put it, I need a grinder, and this is here. I just wanted a sandwich.
Yeah, I was waiting for Chicken Parm to come up.
Listen.
I just wanted a sandwich. I didn't want to become a sandwich.
Oh. Listen, pot's legal here in Canada, and I said, you know what? For Christmas, I wish somebody would give me a grinder.
And my arms
you know
are
how much
like
easier
this?
It would be to order on a menu if you could just swipe left or right, or depending upon what you wanted.
Yeah, but what if you made a mistake?
I will take the.
You're going to have to deal with it.
I'm
going to
take
Sorry.
The potato skins. I will take the steak and the 21-year-old
scotch.
That's a match.
No, I mean, this guy's got it. I've made a horrible mistake.
See, that's the thing. That's a, there we go. You have, this is how we get even more into our own psyche, is that they make sure you have a food allergy. You type it in and you swipe right to it. And it's like, no, this has something you can't eat in it. And there you go. It's not a match. And then they have everything on file and then they clone you, because we're just all a projection. This is all a simulation, people.
That's true.
I can't wait until we figure out that this is the Matrix.
Yeah.
And when you do that, the first thing you're going to hear is dee, dee, dee.
So Lyle, what GM is going to have a Larry David moment at the trade deadline and be like, I didn't think he was going to be that good.
Oh God. Ah.
I got, I hope it costs a spare.
I tell you though, the GMs, I want to kind of keep an eye on first of all, guys like Mark Bergevin, who says, I'm not going to trade any of my futures for rental players. I'm not going to get into the rental market. And it's like, okay, well, he's not getting a rental market. That's it. He's not going to make any trades. He said, no. Back it up. Let's listen to the tape again. He distinctly said, I'm not getting into the rental market.
Right. I think trading Carey Price.
If he could have gotten, he's going to be a buyer. If he could have gotten Jake Muzzin, because he would have been a terrific fit.
New
next
addition
to Shea Weber on the playing the left side for Shea, with Shea Weber, if he could have gotten him for that, you know, if he was willing to part with a first and a couple of prospects, I think he would have done that. But Toronto's going for it right now, so you know the Canadians are like, well, we want to make the playoffs, but yeah, we're not in cup contention yet. We're ready to get rid of a first round pick. But I'd still keep an eye on him. I think he's, I don't think he's going to go for a rental, but I think he'd like to grab, he's got almost 10 million in cap space. I think he's going to try and use that, maybe target non-contenders who are looking to shed salary and maybe see if he can't grab a contract for, that goes beyond this season. Nothing like really ridiculous. Like, oh, here's Brett Seabrook, you know, 6.8 million for the next 5 years. No, but something that would be sort of like in the Muzzin affordability, but it's got like maybe a couple of years left on the deal. I can see that.
He said he wasn't going to get into the rental market, but he got into the rental market.
There's your Ron Howard voice again.
Exactly.
or it could be your Morgan Freeman voice, dude. Yeah. But he did get into the rental market. No,
he saw a third line winger. He wanted that because he was French Canadian. All those French Canadians he had a soft spot for.
He just wanted that nice. All he could think of was that delicious.
All of a sudden, it turns into like the Shawshank of trade deadlines.
Oh, there it is.
He crawled through 5 miles of pure shit and came out
with Jake
Muzzin
on the other side.
Jake Muzzin on the other side. And all the while, he was thinking about that ham sandwich. A little bit of mustard, a little bit of lettuce. Nope, no lettuce.
Nope, because you can't swipe right on lettuce.
No, that's right. You don't win friends with palate either.
I'll tell you though, a couple of GMs that I think are going to be buyers in a big way. I think going to be Lou Lamoriello of the Islanders and Doug Wilson of the San Jose Sharks. Both those guys, I mean, they're not going to reveal anything. Well, I mean, you know, Doug Wilson always gives his non-answer. It's like, well, if we can find a trade that works first, we'll do it. Then he doesn't say anything else. And Lou Lamoriello just gives you that death stare whenever you ask him. And it's just like, you know, where you're just like, I'm hearing the sound of shovels digging my grave out in the swamps of Jersey. I know you're not technically there anymore, but I'm not.
Yeah, you're pretty certain that, what size cement shoes do you wear?
Yeah, exactly. But if you look at their histories, and I'm not the first person to point this out regarding, Lou Lamoriello. That would be our buddy, New York Post two-finger typist, extraordinaire Larry Brooks actually made that point. That sounds like a gangster. Yeah. Two-finger Larry! Yeah.
Larry likes his drinks.
Larry Peck and Shoot.
That's how he likes his drinks.
Peck and Father is Larry Peck and Shoot. But, I think if you, but he did make a good point. If you look back at Lamoriello's trade history, whenever he feels his teams are in a position that they could actually could make a good run in the playoffs, he goes for it. He'll make, significant trades. And let's give it up to the Islanders because, you know, they have exceeded expectations big time. I'm not a member of the Professional Hockey Writers Association, so I didn't have any vote in all this, but my pick, Coach of the Year, Barry Trotz, GM of the Year right now, Lou Lamoriello. because the Islanders were supposed to be shit this year.
They are
complete garbage. And instead, they're in first place in the Met.
Yeah, they're still
okay.
Shitty.
They're a point up on the Leafs for second overall in the conference, and they're fifth overall in the league. I mean, yeah. Come on. That's impressive.
I give all the credit to Mitch Corn.
There's a lot of credit there for him because Robin Lehner and Thomas Greiss, they both have improved big time under the goalie whisperer. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Does Braden Holtby miss him? I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he's got his psych guy up in Toronto. Or wherever he is.
Yeah.
Man, it's like guy in Calgary or whatever.
I'm sure he's doing great.
Yeah. So Lou Lamoriello, you say that he makes trades when there's right on the play, making his team, unless someone offers you Taylor Hall. And then you're like, yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, God. Yeah. Then he's just like, oh, yeah.
I'm
but
sorry,
no,
what?
But he has made deadline deals before, significant ones before, to bolster his rosters. You know, so I would definitely keep an eye on the Islanders because he's got a lot. Listen, say what you will about Garcineau, but he left them with a lot of prospects and some good young players.
Yeah.
And there's a kid out there named Joshua Hosang who's having trouble cracking that Islanders roster that I think has some value around the league. If you want to go and grab a rental player or a guy who's got another year left on his contract. So
get busy living or get busy trading.
The problem with Garcineau is that sometimes the players that he drafted were too young. If you know what, if you
yeah,
know
I knew
I mean.
Someone was going to go there. I was just waiting for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. We only have some pictures.
Mark suddenly realized that he left out a key word.
The Faceoff Hockey Show legal team was called to duty.
After they were done.
After
they were done crawling through the 5 miles of sewer and shit. to arrive at Mark's door to inform him he had forgotten the key word.
I got
allegedly.
It. In the end. Yeah.
Allegedly.
And allegedly so did they. Lyle, anything else in a bag of fun, or should we get right to the game shows?
No, I pretty much ran and raped about the Oilers last week. I got that out of my system. I'm good now.
Cool. All right, so we go to, which, by the way, great work, sir. I appreciate it. It was a great job. By you. So, we will go to, the Pick'em.
Pick'em! Brought to you by...
Chaboy! Chaboy won 10 goals with the Portland Winterhawks.
Oh.
Mark in Saskatoon was, second with 9.
God, I'm just Lyle, so good at this game this year.
I know.
Pay any attention to anything.
I thought you were excited that Sasky got 9. I was like, wow. She wasn't even part of it.
Lyle was fifth, and Johnny, whose team this week announced they were moving to Winnipeg next season.
Yes! Yay!
It's back. My touch is back.
It technically counts as a move.
That hasn't happened in years.
The Kootenay Ice, 4 goals.
Thank God.
So this week we are going to the AHL for the season. Mark's leading 163. I'm in second, 134. Johnny, 127. Jesus. Lyle, 125.
This is just a commanding lead.
I'm really horrible at this year.
It's not. You're not doing great, Lyle. The gimmick. You might be reaching Hulk Hogan gimmicks and have to turn NWO. And then you'll be fine.
That's when you only are allowed to pick heels for the rest of the time.
That's true.
Never mind, I won't go there.
Go ahead, buddy. What do you say?
Eventually, you're going to transition in some racist.
Eventually?
Not Lyle. I'm not saying Lyle. I'm just saying.
Allegedly racist.
No,
we're still talking about Hulk Hogan.
I'm just saying, if you stick to the theme, right? I mean, there has to be. Never mind, forget it.
All right.
The Hulk Hogan theme. I'm not saying Lyle.
Hogan.
You shouldn't do it. Don't do it. Don't
somebody
listen to
pick
me.
A team.
I don't know what I'm
Mark's
talking
just,
about.
You're the one picking
you're,
the team.
You're not doing
it. It's you, Johnny.
This is becoming a like casket match real quickly.
Mark's trying so hard to dig himself out of this one.
Johnny, you're up first,
buddy. Here's the step ladder, buddy. Here you go.
I'm going to go with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms.
Lehigh. Lyle.
I'm going to go with the Stockton Harlem Heat.
I was gonna go with the Stockton because my gimmick would have been they play in Stockton, California, in the Stockton Arena. They're coached by John Stockton.
Nice, good one. But now you can't. So what's your
game? Hey, that's because it was my turn.
You blew it.
It was my turn. My thing.
Damn it. All right. I'm going to go with the, screw it. I'm going to do the Springfield Thunderbirds, coached by Jordy Kinnear, long lost brother of Greg, obviously.
Wow, that is a
and second
deep dive on a soccer player.
Good God, man. We're all going to have to go into decompression chambers after.
Wait, hold on a minute. Greg Kinnear's an actor.
An actor.
He originally hosted Talk Soup.
There was also a Kinnear that played soccer.
Oh, yeah. Greg Kinnear, man. He's been in many famous movies that
Greg
I can't
Kinnearman.
Think of right now.
Anyway.
Yeah. So he does the Mass Mutual Center. So.
To break up the monotony on a serious note.
Yeah.
On a serious note.
I'm not gonna lie to you with this, with all this cold here and all this, this dry weather. I've been having some feet problems.
Yeah.
They've been irritated. They've been burning. Mm-hmm. It's like they're on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one person that I go to.
Yeah.
Kind of. There's one person I go to for all this. There's one thing I go to. And that's boom! Tough acting, tenactin! And that's John Madden, who is the coach of the Cleveland Monsters. So I will pick the Cleveland Monsters. And tough acting and acting.
I thought Keith Acton was part of it.
Oh, no.
That
would have been even better.
Tough acting Keith Acton was what we used to call him when we were younger.
Fast acting Keith Acton.
Man, I just noticed that the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins are coached by Donatello. Sorry, that's Clark Donatelli. My bad.
Donatelli.
But I still would have gone with Donatello, let's be honest.
Of course. All right. So, in honor of the cold temperatures here in North Dakota. We're going to do the haha fuck you frustrated as fuck game as a little bit on the cold. So the coldest temperature recorded on Earth was July 21st, 1983 in the Soviet Vostok station in Antarctica at -89.2 degrees Celsius or -128.6 Fahrenheit.
Do you understand
this is
the
worst
irony
game ever?
Do you understand the irony of that being right before my birthday,
right?
A month after Mark was born? It was basically like I knew that all fuck was going downhill
all
because
was
I
going
was like,
downhill.
I got a little brother. Hell's freezing over. my birthday
time,
will never be the same.
The first time they recorded at the lowest temperature was made by Russian merchants Nerovalov in Yastok at -60 degrees Celsius or -76 degrees Fahrenheit. That was in 1838, July 21.
Okay.
Therefore,
the KHL teams that played in 1838.
Yeah, we are going to do a game from 1999.
Whoa.
The Toronto Maple Leafs, the St. Louis Blues, January 21st. Don't you dare miss it.
1999.
We've got 18 skaters apiece. Two goalies apiece, so we have the
I thought
four,
you were at
four,
least going
four,
with the Heritage
four.
Outdoor Classic when it was like -40.
Four goalie set.
Who are playing in these games again?
St. Louis and Toronto.
In
1999.
Let's party.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I might have to be dumping out here soon. Let's get this started, I guess.
Okay.
Well, if we have to end the show, we have to end the show.
Hey, if we have to end it, we can always do this next week.
Let's bookmark this and let's end it.
Yeah.
And
pick a different game because now we know what one you're doing. So
yeah, exactly. So, but the tie here was Dmitry Yuskevich and, where was the other one? The guy, Yannick Perreault. Those were
I was going to say, was there a Yannick Perreault in here? Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're gonna end the show. Start it late, end early. That's how we do it here. You guys got more content
that's
the
fine.
Last few
it's
weeks.
It's cold out.
Yeah, it's cold.
Maybe it's cold outside.
All right. Lyle, thanks, buddy.
Always a pleasure,
thanks,
guys.
Lyle.
Stay warm there, Scotty.
Do our best.
See you next week, guys.
Peace.
See ya.
All right. Any quick shout outs, gentlemen?
I'm good. Okay. I'll find music to play us out.
Shout out Stan 74 this past Saturday. So there's that. all right. That's it. That's all for Johnny P. Mark of the Sea. I'm Scotty Watts. Take care of yourself and someone else. Has been Face Off Hockey Show on, Blog Talk Radio, part of the Face Off Hockey Show media faction. Patreon.com/Face Off Hockey Show. Twitter.com/FOHS Radio. Facebook.com/FOHS Radio. All that fun stuff. We'll see you again in, 7 days time. Peace.
Bye bye.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all the surfers in the house tonight. Those of you that wear that 6x4 hood boots and gloves, you know who the